Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to my friends transiting between dimensions using hyperdrives. Good morning, hooker friends. Keep traveling. Marry your wife in the time of strife. Good morning to those people fighting fires all around the world. The fires rage, the fires roar. You don't know what's in store, but you're still out there, fireman, firewoman. And so good morning to you, fire people. It is June the 28th, 2026. It is almost 9 a.m. here on the Olympic Peninsula. Technically 8:42 a.m. Yeah, it's still 2026 and the wheels are still on the bus, and that kind of just amazes the fuck out of me, to be honest with you. Still on the bus, buddy. So let's treat the news, whatever the news is, with a tiny bit of respect. I've gone to zerohedge.com, and I'm just going to read from those articles that are not paid for at the top. Well, hell, let's read the ones that paid for at the top. Judy Shelton's Treasury Trust Bonds. You already lost me. Gold is a dollar discipline mechanism. That's even worse. Exclusive, Peter Schiff's blistering case against Michael Saylor. Oh my God, the Bitcoin trauma drama continues. AI is real. So is the chop. Okay, buddy. Baghdad's green zone locked down. So there's been a rumor floating around the web that somehow there's a coup ongoing in Iraq. That's interesting. Hartnett says if the Meg 7s drop anymore, it will be a risk-off summer. Well, I guess the Carcharian Carcharius, I guess the great white shark, is going to be visiting West Beach, not far from Deception Pass. It's going to bite you in the ass, because Hartnett says it's a risk-off summer. Aragachi Magachi visits Soleimani's assassination site, issues fresh warnings, fuck. Sadiq Khan says there were no grooming gangs in London. Oh my God. Saudi Aramco helicopter crash kills 14 in Ras Tanura. Who knows where that is? Tehran retaliates against Bahrain, Kuwait. All of this is getting dumber. Why are Europeans leaving their own countries? Probably because they suck. As the Sell America trade runs out of steam, JP Morgan, your trusted name, strategy chair, deep dives on Washington's grips over the markets on its 250th birthday. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah for the Federal Reserve. Hallelujah of total control. We are so proud of our freedom. We'll lay down our lives for Israel. Happy 250th birthday coming up soon. IPO market for AI freezes up. Oh my God, that's sad. Even Einstein admitted he was wrong. But Al Gore is just a big joke, huh? Wonder if that was on purpose. These are the car brands with the fewest problems. Oh my God, there's a blank piece of paper. UK parents face 5-year jail sentence for something I can neither confirm nor deny. The shooting in the Strait ain't over, but Pizza Hut. Young Americans expect to buy a home later in life. Oh my God, color me shocked. Beijing's Trojan horse rolls into Canada. National security expert warns carnies Chinese EV deals embed sabotage risk. China is invading Canada with electric cars. They have hookers and prostitutes and strippers hiding in the trunk. It's a big Trojan horse, or maybe Trojan condom, or maybe it's more like a dangerous fortune cookie. China is sending dangerous electric cars all the way to Canada today. This is scary and problematic. This should raise questions. Will the aliens still help us with our herpes? Newsom scrubs 100 million slippery slope from national billionaire tax pitch. I don't even want to know what that means. DOJ asked Supreme Court to approve no bond immigration detention policy. More fear and trembling. Military depolitization. I got to stop there. If Hegseth is in that sentence, it makes no sense. The military has not been more political ever in this country's history. Going back to the beginning, it's at a point at this point where it's on purpose. I think it's designed to sow chaos. I think they're really afraid of a mutiny. And it's why Trump exists. It's why the QAnon cult exists. In fact, in some ways, this goes back to Occupy Wall Street and Oath Keepers. It's one multi-layered onion of bullshit after another. It's multiple levels of control. Anyways, if Hegseth says the military is being depoliticized, remember, we live in the age of irony, fucktard. California's 20 million attempt to silence medical speech. Oh, this is probably about the monkey herpes. Chinese robots are ahead of schedule. Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. I've been expecting robots since I was a little tot. Many years ago, before the world got slow, I was expecting robots to scrub the toilets. I was expecting robots to cure disease. I was expecting robots to come along with heaving breaths to put me to the test. So it's been a while. It's been a second. Every time I read one of these, fusion's almost here. We're going to be flying to Mars and living there next year. And arguably, NASA has gotten pretty good with CGI, and so has everybody else. So if you're asking me, is any of it real, the stuff they say they do? I have no idea. But the stuff they promise, the fantastical bullshit they promise, folks, we got to get over that shit. There's not a lot of time left for that bullshit. Chinese robots might be ahead of schedule. And also, this might be another one of those bullshit stories to keep you going to your job, slave, because that little piston gun is up ahead, and you live in a Temple Grandin-style Potemkin village. Let's call it a Potemple Grandin village. That's where you live. That's where you are, bro. It's all fake and gay, and then they're gonna, well, I don't think they're gonna kill you. I just think they're gonna let you die one day. And it will probably be famine because they're not that creative, but also famine's an old reliable. It's like the shotgun. These shotguns are going to be around forever. And so will famine. You can have your fancy bioweapon and it jams every time. But famine, famine, it works every fucking time. Chinese robots are ahead of schedule, coming for your children, coming to bring peace. I want to tell you a story that I heard from somebody once about a little boy named Johnny. Johnny was a rascal. He was 10 years old. It was the summertime, not many years ago, when the grass was green and people were a lot less mean. Johnny would spend time at his grandparents' cabin during the summer, during summer break. And one day, when Johnny was out messing about with firecrackers, scaring the creatures, poking sticks into the pond and scaring the frogs, bothering the birds, creating havoc where none need exist, Johnny, little Johnny's grandmother, saw him. "Come over here, Johnny." She would call him Johnny Cakes. "Come over here, Johnny Cakes." "Why are you out there bothering the frogs and the birds? Why are you using those mean words against the rabbit and the squirrel?" And little Johnny didn't really have an answer. He just said, he was bored. And so his grandmother looked around at the trees and the birds, at the deer. She saw the raccoons running nearby and little raccoon children. And after a moment, Johnny's grandmother looked down at Johnny and said, "You know something, Johnny Cakes? If you're willing to be quiet for just 5 minutes, the world will speak to you. If you're willing to put down your smart device or your cell phone or your computer or your video game for just 5 minutes and sit quietly, you don't need to talk. You could be in a crowded room. Just sit quietly and listen to the world. The world will start talking to you. It'll start using its own words. And then you'll learn some things most people do not know. Little Johnny Cakes." Johnny Cakes heard his grandmother and he went about his way. He got more firecrackers and bottle rockets from his room and he grabbed his Daisy Red Ryder BB gun, product placement, and he went about, not killing, not really harming, but bothering the creatures. He shot a deer in the butt with a BB, and the deer looked at him and walked away. He fired some bottle rockets at the frogs and caused them to jump around the pond, and they sneered, and they went into the deeper part of the pond, and Johnny got bored again. So he started tossing firecrackers at rabbits and squirrels. And then after a while, he got tired. So he sat down by a tree and nodded off. And when he awoke, there was a deer. I think he understood it was a male deer because it had what? It had a rack. That's funny. So he watched this deer, this young male deer, eating, and what it would do is would eat some of the leaves from the blackberry bush. And then it would eat some of the grass from nearby and mix those things together. And he wondered on this. He wondered if that deer, like him, enjoyed eating. You see, to him, up to that point, these were just things wandering about. They were about as significant as a salad for him, and it should have been different, but it wasn't for many, many kids in his world. In the world of the city, what he was seeing as real as it was impossible to see unless he was quiet, unless he was silent. Johnny went back to school that next year, and he began doing what his grandmother asked him to do. He would sit there, and instead of talking or tweeting or Facebooking, instead of Instagramming or Pinstagramming, instead of tick-blocking or click-clocking, little Johnny Cakes would simply be quiet and listen. His grades improved. In fact, he got straight A's. He made more friends because he wouldn't feel the need to always be talking. Sometimes, as his grandmother would say, you learn so much by simply listening. Johnny got older and he went to high school. He graduated early his sophomore year. He went to university and he studied biology because even then, as he was approaching his 20s, he thought to himself, wouldn't it be curious if there was a recipe that the deer understood and that they passed down? It wasn't as simple as a deer mixing leaves with grass. What if a deer's children saw him doing that? And what if it became a kind of culture? He wanted to understand a crazy theory. A crazy theory that occurred to him when he was simply sitting there for 5 minutes, willing to listen. The years went by. Research is hard. He had successes and failures, but eventually he did come up with an explanation for the behavior, and indeed it appeared to be a kind of culture or protoculture that existed amongst different deer herds. That they wouldn't just eat or forage, they would mix forage, and they would do so in precise ways so that probably it balanced out their stomach acids, but probably also, as he later believed he proved, through experimentation with brain scanning technology. Again, he's much older now, and technology's so much better. He proved that they enjoyed it, that within the dopamine centers of the deer brain, within the part of the brain that acted as a reward mechanism, they enjoyed it. They enjoyed mixing these different plants together. They weren't just dumb animals eating, but it's not something you would even remotely conceive of unless you sat down for 5 minutes and were willing to simply listen. Little Johnny Cakes got older. He got married, he had kids, he became a tenured professor, but he kept doing research. They called him the Deer Man. They called him the Deer, Deer Man. The Deer Whisperer. Little Johnny Cakes. He got older. Everybody gets older. Everybody dies. So many years later, when Johnny Cakes was in his bed, surrounded by his wife and his children and his grandchildren and some of his very, very young great-grandchildren, one of his grandchildren asked, Grandpa, what's the most important thing I need to know in life? And he said, Buddy, learn how to sit down for 5 minutes. Disconnect from everything. Simply connect to the world for 5 minutes and listen. This is the story of Little Johnny Cakes. Yeah, do you believe that story? Damn, that was a nice little story. Yeah, did it involve hookers? Not really. Did it involve someone getting murdered and dumped in the sea? Probably not. Were there sharks involved? Well, maybe next time, right? But there's some truth to that, you know, that story. That allegory of sorts, but it's just a simple story. That if you want to be able to live in this world, periodically you need to just be quiet. And you need to be willing to listen to what's going on around you. And it's not just about respecting people. This is critical, folks. I was never... I'm going to drink a little coffee here. I was never much of a soldier. I was never much of an officer in the Army. I was in the Army, I served, but I wouldn't say I was some type of G.I. Joe type. I wasn't. But I did learn a couple things, and one of the things they taught you, in fact, they taught you this even before you got commissioned. They taught you this when you were trying to learn squad tactics, and these are infantry tactics, is that before you go on a mission, whatever kind of mission you're going on, could be a patrol, could be a raid, could be a recon, whatever kind of mission your little squad's about to go on, you take a knee before you cross the demarcation point, and you just listen. You look and you listen. You don't say crap. You don't speak. In fact, in general, you use hand signals anyways, or you're using the radio for brief conversations, but you don't make a lot of noise. But at that moment, you don't do anything. You simply take a knee and you look around. This is a skill a lot of people don't have, mainly because of their, you know, ironically named devices they're constantly staring at. Me, I got a flip phone, so I don't need to stare at it that often. It doesn't do anything for me other than, like, take calls and text messages. It can operate as a hotspot. That's it. And what's funny is I think I just went on a walk for the first time in a couple years and I didn't even take the flip phone with me, which is interesting, but that's a separate topic. It's important to be able to take a knee right now more than ever before you do things, and I mean before you do things today. It's important to take a pause about where you're going, how you're going to get there, and what would you do if something went wrong. If you think I'm trying to scare you, I kind of am. Okay, the things you take for granted as being predictable are going to become rapidly unpredictable. I don't care if this is bridges, roads. I don't care if this is your cell phone network. I don't care if it's the fucking internet or the electricity or the supply of fuel at a gas station. These things are going to become progressively unstable. And I hope I'm wrong. I really do. But bottom line is, before you go on like a big trip, you should take a pause, take a knee. Before you make a big decision, sit back and listen. Listen to people. Okay? Some of the people have really bad advice. Some of the people don't. And it's an important lesson to give to everybody, that we should, in fact, listen to the world more often and be deliberate about it. In fact, to use the term that's become so popular in the pop psych world, we should be mindful in the way that we experience the world, which means we need to listen, okay? Anyways, it is Sunday, June the 28th, 2026. It's 9:04 a.m. Can you believe we made it, brothers and sisters? We traveled through time. We traveled through time for the last, I don't know, 20 minutes or something, plus. You are my cocaine hero. You're not a zero. You're like little Johnny Cakes. Have a great rest of your weekend, people.